The Czech film tradition dates to the very beginning of the medium itself, and the country's film archive is among the world's oldest. Despite this, the Czech Republic has not yet had a national museum dedicated to the art form. 5 years ago, three film students set out to rectify that, building on pop-up exhibitions. Their NAFILM project now has a permanent home, though still undergoing reconstruction. NAFILM co-founder Terezie Křížkovská talked to Brian Kennedy about how their dream to establish an innovative, hands-on and interactive national film museum became a reality.
We were studying at Film Studies Department at Charles University in Prague at the Faculty of Arts, and Adela Mrazova came up with this idea, and she just called us, well, did you ever think about the fact that we have no film museum in the Czech Republic? We're like, you're actually right, there is nothing like that. And we started to travel together with the third friend and colleague of ours, is Jakub Jiřiště. And we were actually all three cooperating on a different research project dedicated to Eastern European sci-fi. And so we started to travel a lot together to Hungary and Poland because we had cooperators there. And we visited a few museums. And yeah, that's how it all started. And then we started to talk about the idea with our at the department, and we actually got quite a support even at the very beginning, when I think that they never believed that it's gonna happen, but they liked the dedication, and so they allowed us to open a seminar there.
They didn't want to crush your dreams straight away, right?
I think that they liked just the idea that we are active, and they wanted to motivate us to have our own project. So they allowed us to have a seminar and invite different curators and historians and archivists just to talk with them about the idea, what do they think about film museums in general, if it's even a good idea to have a film museum, or if they more think that it's something that can be only shown in a cinema, because it's quite an interesting approach as well, that there are people who believe that maybe cinema is the best museum and it's enough to just watch films in the cinema and not take them out of it. The final work of the seminar was to write a concept of a film museum. That was when we got this idea to present it publicly and through exhibition. Actually, the very first idea of the exhibition was that we will just print off the concept and print off some concepts of other film museums and just present the idea, because we were historians and theoreticians and we thought that this is how we should do it. But then we realized that this is not going to work, and then we have to do the exhibits itself. And that was the best idea, because it really brought us into a practice to get a great feedback on what we do and if we do it right or wrong and how to do it so it would work.
What year were you in your studies at that point, in 2013?
It was second year of our bachelor degree. But I have already studied, as well as Adela, we already studied at different universities, so this was our second degree. And Jakub was already 1 year ahead, and now we're keeping on. But it's harder and harder as the project grows bigger. And Jakub, actually, he's the only one who managed to finish his master's, and now he's doing his PhD.
I know you get some support from the Ministry of Culture. This will be a private film museum, though. It's the National Film Museum. But it's a private venture.
Yeah, so you're right about the Ministry of Culture, who is supporting us. Also, a state cinematography fund gave us a 2 years grant, which gave us some kind of
freedom.
Yeah, kind of a freedom that we... Because it's quite... Actually, to fund the idea is very tiring, because half of the year we just spent writing applications to different institutions, so it's great to know that something is a little bit more secure. And we also get support from the municipality of Prague, and now we found a great venue right in the center of Prague that was abandoned, and it was not used for a culture, which I think it's a real pity, especially with a space like that. So we are hoping that this will help us to persuade the right people at the right places to help us with the funding here as well. Then we also do actually have a European funding. It's Erasmus Plus. This funding is more for our... It started as a research project, so we are cooperating with European partners from 2015 already. But we were cooperating with National Technical Museum, who also has quite a bit of collection on films, and they don't have space where to showcase it, because in the building they have, there's a lot of dedicated to photography. And then the very beginnings of how the still images became moving, and that's about it. Maybe in the future there might be some possibility how to cover it a little bit more, but at the same time there's this problem that we are fighting with the fact that there will be just objects that you can't really touch. We would like to open by the end of the year, and we managed to find a space, but it's actually quite expensive. We have launched a crowdfunding campaign that should help us with the opening of the museum. So it will last until the end of November, and it's a possibility to help us to open, but also to get like tickets for the film museum in advance, or yeah, help us to buy wall paint or a light for the space, so to become a part of the building of the museum as well.
I saw on your website that for 2,000 crowns you get your name on a chair, but this is this is already sold out, so... But for 100,000, you can be a patron, right? Is there something, what's the range of...
Unfortunately, yeah, the chairs are gone, but there are still lights, or you can have 1 meter squared of your paint here, or you can be help us to fund one of the exhibits. Once it's open, it will be quite fun actually to spend your time here. So you can also rent the museum for a private party or have a private screening in the little cinemas downstairs.
So this building was designed by Jan Kotjer.
Yes.
Maybe you could tell us something about the building itself.
Definitely, yes.
History.
The history goes way back to the beginning of 20th century. Here is actually one of the music hall that has one of the best acoustic in Europe, because it was meant to be a concert hall. Grand opening was with Emma Destinová. It was dedicated to culture originally. Here was actually also one of the very first scene of theater of Jan Burian, D34.
Jan Burian, the famous comedic actor.
Yes, exactly. The very first underground place started here in this building as well. And then in the 90s, there was Supraphon Studio. So they were having recording studio upstairs.
And Supraphon was basically had the monopoly on music under communism, right?
Yeah. They were actually the only ones where you could get the music. There was a gallery for a little bit. Jiří Švestka had a gallery here upstairs, and then there was supposed to be an auction hall, but it never happened because the person who wanted to rent this place bankrupted, and then since then it started to be like a fitness place actually.
Okay, up until the fitness, it seemed to have exactly the right atmosphere you would like for a film museum.
Yeah, it's pity you couldn't see it. Because the first time we arrived here, it was already 5 years since it was abandoned. But before that, there was cosmetic salon and bodybuilding stuff. So there were a lot of mirrors. Yeah, now we have to rebuild it again.
So now we're entering what will be the reception?
This will be the main entrance. So you will get your tickets here. And there will be also a little coffee place. Mm-hmm. And then the exhibit... The very first part will be dedicated to the prehistory of cinema. So we will have different exhibits dedicated to how our eyes work and how they are able to perceive the moving image. One part will be dedicated especially to Jan Evangelista Purkyně, the Czech scientist who were doing a lot of experiments with his sight and eyes. We will have some zoetropes that will also show you not only the classical way how the zoetrope works with the slits and the images inside, but we will have puppets, and you will be able to actually switch on also the strobe lights to see that it actually works even without the slit.
Those are the individual film shots that are rotating and create
exactly.
The illusion of motion.
Right? Yeah, that was the beginning of the cinema. But to actually show how it's connected then to the cinema itself, we will also build it as different projectors. Because what is quite unique on our museum is that we don't have archival materials. We built the exhibits ourselves. We want people to give them the experience to touch the things, try them, and learn about the film through the experience. Building the things that you can control by hand and see how it works is very important.
So not too many don't touch signs.
Yes, no, that's something that you won't find either at all, actually. So here will be a few projectors. There will be actually a very special projector that we built from old 35mm camera. What is unique that we change it in a way that you can control it by handle, and you can see actually how a film stripe kind of travels through the projector. And once you start turning the handle, how the still images slowly becomes a moving image. We actually made it the way so you could see inside the projector and see the rotating shutter and how it all works inside. So we really try to put an emphasis on the education about a film as well, that we want to show, we want to let people experience, but to learn about how to film as well.
There won't be any flammable nitrate film, I suppose.
No, we are trying to avoid that. Yeah, we discussed the building site also with the firemen, so everything should be safe. Yeah, and then another part will be dedicated to sound in films. So this is actually will be a little foley room where everyone can try to make their own foleys and accompany silent films with it. And it's actually quite nice because it is something that was done already at the beginning of the cinema when the films were still considered to be silent and people just wanted to have screenings with some sound, so they did it directly in the cinema. But it's also used nowadays in the post-production with a lot of movies, so we like to give people the insight that not everything what we hear in the new movies, even nowadays, is actually what we see. Mm-hmm.
And what will this room here be, next to the sound
studio? Here will be, we want to show how the first screenings were not only accompanied with music, but also with the text. So here will be a sort of a lecture about that was usually in front of the screen and telling the story so people could understand the film. There will be a hologram head accompanying a few films, so you had an idea of what these very early cinema screenings looked like.
And is that hologram of a real person? Or
It is actually a hologram of Alexander Hemala, famous Czech lecturer that is well known, especially from the 90s, from television. So he was usually the one who introduced what movies you are going to see. Yeah. It's a kind of a tribute to him as well.
Yeah, I can picture him now.
Yeah? Yeah. Now we went through a part that we already introduced also during our exhibitions.
Right. I was going to ask you about that. You had a couple traveling pop-up exhibits
exactly.
Before you found the permanent home. So what are you keeping from those, or what did you learn about what works?
Yeah, there was actually the main point was to learn how to even work with the exhibitions and how to build a museum because we had no experience before. And in 2015, we were in Museum Montanelli, which is just right under the Prague Castle. And here we already work with sound, with film avant-garde and exile. And we kept themes and topics and the ways people could interact with some of the exhibition. But in the same time, it was the very first time we made something like an exhibition. So some stuff we have already to rethink and do a little bit different. We had a huge Foley room with really old Foley machines reconstructed from how they looked like back then. So there was, a wind machine, and it was like that big. We could never fit. So yeah, there are a few things that will be different, but the idea will stay the same. And then the second exhibition was, we opened it by the end of 2016, and we stayed there for 1 year and a half. It was more dedicated to the prehistory and the principles of moving image, and we again stick to avant-garde, but changed a little bit from what we had at the first one, and we had an animation, and these topics we will also keep, because we were thinking about the exhibition as like the beginnings of the film museum, so we were hoping that once we will get a proper, bigger space, we can just move everything and put a few more stuff, and that's what is actually happening here. Yeah, and so now we are actually in a part that will be completely new. It will be dedicated to editing, and how the editing can also change a lot how we perceive the moving image, as much as the sound does. We again created a special exhibit that is, how to say, it works with analog film. So we will have film reels that will be cut, and you can do your own edited version.
So here in the editing room, will you be showing bits from, you know, seminal innovative moments in film editing history? Like I'm thinking Sergei Eisenstein.
Yeah, we will. We would like definitely to work, especially with his montage in the film, which is really interesting, how you can build new meanings through a montage of images. Yeah, so that's something that we will definitely like to introduce here as well. And
we're actually on the top floor of two.
Yeah, there are two floors
here.
And now we will enter the topic of Czech film avant-garde in the 20s. Actually, there is this connection also with the avant-garde and Eisenstein and But we would like to introduce it more as a word of imagination and reimagination. And there will be a part that we call it imaginary cinema. And actually quite interesting way how to introduce you to Czech film avant-garde in the 20s who really loved a film and they were influenced by it. But at the same time, most of them actually never shot a film, but they were only writing scripts. Instead of going to the cinema, you should just sit in front of it, read the script and imagine your own film according to it. There will be a few films introduced in this way that you would have to imagine yourself.